Fables should be taught as fables, myths as myths, and miracles as poetic fancies. To teach superstitions as truths is a most terrible thing. The child mind accepts and believes them, and only through great pain and perhaps tragedy can he be in after years relieved of them. In fact, men will fight for a superstition quite as quickly as for a living truth, often more so, since a superstition is so intangible you cannot get at it to refute it. But truth is a point of view, and so is changeable. And this week's opening quote comes from Hypatia. Welcome to Surviving the Matrix, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Maxwell Egan. It's a pleasure to be with you once again, and I will be your host for the next hour. Truths certainly are interesting things, and so are superstitions. Both are very interesting things. And we live in a world of what must essentially be seen as distorted truths, and certainly a world that is rife with superstition. Just look at the war on terror, folks. That's pretty superstitious. Look at the rise of Islamophobia around the world. That's pretty superstitious as well. Not to mention religion itself. That is certainly one of the most superstitious things ever conceived, and certainly has a lot to answer for when one looks at the state of the world. Most especially Western religion, folks, the Bible is a very interesting book indeed. I find it fascinating how so many people who can look at the conspiracies of the world and look at the massive secrets of the world, look at all the flaws of science, the lies of NASA, the false history that we've been fed, the incredible amount of secrets and corruption that we've been subject to over the past, and yet they can look at the Bible and they can seriously believe that this one book has managed to survive unsullied and uncorrupted and stands pure and pristine as the Word of God. That truly does amaze me, folks, that people cannot see the Bible as being such an integral part of the control grid, which is most certainly what it is. And I imagine I've offended just about everybody with that statement, but folks, it is part of the control grid. And not only is it an integral part of the control grid, but it has also provided the script for the big takeover that happens at the end and the big locking down of the police state that happens at the end. This, of course, is the revelation script that we are seeing played out by all of our governments now. And of course, while all this is going on, you have this whole tribe of self-styled evangelists out there screaming out for people to just wait and behave and bide their time, that everything's going to get worse, but it's going to get better because the Savior is coming to save them, and they don't actually need to do anything to stop the government because it's all part of the plan, because this will bring about the second coming. And of course, what these evangelists are doing is the government's work for them, and they are simply playing into the script that has been designed to keep everybody waiting and biding their time and sitting down in a state of inaction in the erroneous belief that they are going to be saved by an external source. And as I said, folks, this is simply playing into the script and doing the government's work for them. And our governments, my God, look at what these people are doing. They are certainly ramping things up to the fullest of degrees as much as they can. Even here in Australia, we've got military exercises happening in Sydney, anti-terror exercises, of course. Oh, we've got to put people in the state of fear from the terrible terrorist boogeyman that we're wanting to create ourselves. And of course, we have to get them used to seeing militarized police and soldiers everywhere, because that is the future that we have planned for the people. This is, of course, what the politicians are thinking. This is, of course, their motivation. Our Prime Minister here is doing wonderful things, of course. He's saying that he's going to accept refugees from Syria now. Of course, he's a very balanced individual, and he probably thinks it's a little unfair for Australia to be accepting refugees from Syria without having the opportunity to go into Syria and create some refugees to begin with. So while he's accepting refugees from Syria, he's also going and bombing Syria as well in the hope of keeping things in balance. That's the way this sociopathic little cretin that we call a prime minister just seems to operate, folks. He just likes rubbing shoulders with the big boys, especially if they're dropping bombs on people, because it gives him a chance to use his new warplanes and go and create a few Syrian refugees. I think it's pretty well open season on Syrian people at the moment, isn't it? France is thinking of going and bombing Syria as well, I believe, seeing as how everybody else is bombing Syria. They figure that, well, France may need a few refugees as well, so France will just go in and create a few. Of course, we're seeing all of Europe freaking out at the moment due to the massive influx of refugees from the Middle East, but they haven't really stopped to think that it's actually their governments that are going in there and creating the refugee crisis to begin with. I saw a post on YouTube, actually, of the Syrian boy who drowned, the child that everybody was so upset about. One child drowns and they're all so upset about it. And of course, it is upsetting. This is a child that drowned, and this is a terrible thing, but it's one child, folks. And there's been over 5,000 people killed in Yemen in the last couple of months, and there's been far more than one child killed in Syria. And again, folks, this is one child that the media happened to get hold of. The 500 or so Palestinian children who died last year didn't receive that sort of a treatment. But anyway, getting back to the Syrian child who drowned, somebody posted an article and said, oh, look, it was because of the parents wanted dental work in Europe. It's the parents who are to blame for the death of this Syrian child. Folks, it isn't the parents who are to blame for the death of the Syrian child. It's the Western governments, spurned on by the rogue terrorist state of Israel, that went into Syria and created all the instability in the country and turned the boy into a refugee, who are to blame for the death of this Syrian child. So let's put things in perspective there as well, shall we? And what's Israel been up to lately? Well, it just did an incursion over the border into southern Gaza Strip with a tank and destroyed a whole bunch of Palestinian crops. There were at least 5 machines that went over there, and of course the people had to flee because they were too scared they may get shot by the soldiers. Of course, if the Palestinians did that in Israeli land, it would be considered a terrorist attack. But when the Israelis do it to Palestinian land, it's not called a terrorist attack. And it's the same with the fishermen, the attacks against the fishermen. Over 3,000 fishermen have suffered attacks by Israeli forces since the incursion into Gaza last year. And these are, of course, acts of terrorism that were carried out against the Palestinian fishermen by Israeli forces. But, of course, we can't call it a terrorist, can we, because they were Israelis. The terrorists were the innocent fishermen that the soldiers were attacking. And how do we know they were terrorists? Well, of course, it's because they weren't Israelis. That's how we know they are terrorists. And it'll be the same with the refugees that are brought into Western countries, folks. But again, it's all due to this whole superstition of terrorism and this superstition of the war on terror. Of course, what they'll do with this, folks, is they'll bring all of these refugees into Western countries, and that gives them the excuse they need to stage terrorist attacks in all Western countries and blame it on the terrible ISIS members that somehow got smuggled in with the refugees. We'll know it was the refugees who carried out the terrorist attacks because they were Muslims. You can see this is all part of the grand plan, folks. All part of the control mechanism and all part of the introduction of the global police state that the megalomaniacal cacistocracy that currently controls this earth are seeking to impose upon its hapless inhabitants. And they are certainly ramping things up at the moment. They are getting away with it for the most part because, as usual, people have their head distracted down a rabbit holes of inconsequence while the prison walls are being built around them. And it just seems to be happening everywhere, folks. It really does. These people just don't let up in their sociopathy. Just the other day in England, we had the child-killing psychopath Benjamin Netanyahu warmly welcomed into England, even after there was a petition containing something like 120,000 or 180,000 signatures calling for the arrest of this war criminal. David Cameron welcomed him into the fold with open arms, saying at the same time, basically, that Assad must go from Syria. Well, folks, it isn't really Assad that should go, because by David Cameron welcoming a war criminal and psychopath and genocidal maniac who has just committed the most horrendous war crimes against the children that he holds in collective punishment in the Gaza Strip, By welcoming this criminal into his arms, David Cameron has shown himself to be a brutally cold-hearted psychopath who cavorts with war criminals and supports genocide, ethnic cleansing, terrorism, collective punishment, and the use of banned weapons and attacks against children and all the stuff that Israel does. David Cameron has shown his true colors. He has shown that he supports this type of activity. So really, it's David Cameron who should go. And where he should go is directly to The Hague, where he should be tried and he should be hung, because that is what this little warmongering cretin deserves. I suppose if we wanted to do it properly, we could also take Barack Obama there and try and hang him, and we could take Tony Abbott there and we could try and hang him as well. And we may as well take the French president as well. I think the German chancellor would also be a good one to include. Not to mention the Bush family, Dick Cheney, Donald Rumsfeld, Condoleezza Rice et al. Let's just round up this cacistocracy that is destroying this world and killing all these people and take them all to The Hague for trial, shall we? I mean, let's pretend that the legal system works and actually put it to good use for once, rather than allowing the cacistocracy to simply eliminate the competition. Because, of course, that's all the international legal system seems to be used for at the moment, folks, simply eliminating the competition that the cacistocracy has. But really, folks, we need to get this cacistocracy out of power. These criminals that are running our world, we need to get them out of power. We need to do something with them. And I call them criminals because they are. David Cameron is a criminal. He's an out-and-out criminal. Same as Tony Abbott. Same as Barack Obama. Same as any politician who is supporting the fake war on terror. I mean, let's look at what this legal system is, folks. The legal system is there. The criminal legal system is there to prevent people from being subject to harm. That's what it's for. I mean, you've got a legislative system, but you've also got a criminal legal system, which deals with people who have been harmed by other people. Well, let's look at the government, folks. Government causes harm. That's all it does, is it causes harm both to people and to our environment. And when harm is caused, it is a criminal offence. Therefore, governments are criminal because governments cause harm. Therefore, these are criminal organisations populated by criminals who are going out of their way to cause harm. That is all governments do. If you look at any problem we have on this planet, it is a result of legislation that's been put in place by government. You look at every war on this planet, it has been started by government. You look at every person in a state of hardship on this planet, if they're in a state of financial hardship, if they're in a state of homelessness, if they're in a state of incarceration, then they have been harmed by government, because government is criminal. It is a criminal institution populated by criminals and psychopaths who do nothing but cause harm. Therefore, government needs to be subject to its own criminal law, because by its action of causing harm, government is by definition a criminal organization. Government is criminal. Let me not bandy any words in saying that, because it is true. Tony Abbott, you are a criminal. Because you are a liar who is causing harm. That is what you do every day. That is what David Cameron does. That is what Barack Obama does. That is what these people do. They are the scum of the earth. They are criminals. They need to be removed from office. They need to be taken to The Hague, and they need to stand trial for the harm that they have caused. I mean, look at the state of the Middle East, folks. Look what we've done to these people. And if you really want to understand what's going on in the Middle East, folks, you need to go and read a paper called A Strategy for Israel in the 1980s by a man called Oded Yinnan. You'll find a link to it on my website, thecrowhouse.com. If you scroll down the homepage, you will find a link to Oded Yinnan's paper, which outlines the Greater Israel Project. And if you want to look at what is going on in the Middle East today, it is absolutely perfectly outlined in this paper describing the Greater Israel Project. They plan to go in, destabilize every country, destroy the leadership, decimate the people, just leave them scattered, and then drive them out. And that's exactly what they are doing right now in every country in the Middle East. And when you look at where they are doing it, It is all perfectly outlined by the Greater Israel Project. ISIS is an Israeli Western-run operation from the ground up, fully funded, has been from day one. It is designed to destabilize the Middle East and blame it on the Muslims, when the real culprit is the warmongering terrorist criminal Benjamin Netanyahu and his psychopathic terrorist government that currently populates the rogue terrorist state of Israel. That is where all the instability in the Middle East is coming from, and it is provable. The only reason the people don't know it is because of the barefaced liars and propagandists that populate the insidious organization of lies and disinformation we know as the mainstream media. These people who have sold the lie to the world and who have the blood of millions upon their hands are why people don't understand what is going on, because they are simply not given truthful information by their trusted sources, i.e. the mainstream media. I mean, ISIS is so obviously Western-run that it boggles the mind that normal people can't see it, even without the media telling them what's going on. I mean, it's just so obvious that this is all being run by Israel and it's all being funded by the West. It is just so painfully obvious that I simply don't know why people can't see it. And you can see where all this is going, folks. This incredible refugee crisis they've created, which is wholly manufactured, designed to destabilize Europe. Like I said earlier, they will bring all of these refugees into all these Western countries, then they'll stage terror attacks and they'll blame it on the refugees. And this will also demonstrate what happens when we show humanitarianism to people. When we're humanitarian, when we attempt to help people, look what they do. They come in and they bomb our country, so we just can't help any people anymore. We're just going to have to go in and bomb all these countries and just leave the people to their own devices because we can't trust them to help them. So you can see how all this is being set up, folks. This removes the government of any accountability. It removes the government of any need to offer humanitarian aid. In fact, it makes humanitarianism dangerous, or it presents it as being dangerous. It gives the government the ability to stage terror attacks in their own countries and lock their own citizens down, and basically ban humanitarianism at the same time. It gives them the ability to introduce the smart grid and lock all of our civilizations down. And this whole thing is a setup. The whole thing is being staged by the cacistocracy that currently runs our governments. And the only way we're going to deal with this, folks, is by a united, coordinated response by the people. And this is what I'm attempting to do with Full Circle Project. Of course, this sort of response is being undermined by the government themselves. The government has interjected all of these random conspiracy theories into the movement at the moment, such as the flat earth debate, which is a huge psyop. Whether it's true or not, it doesn't matter. It's a huge psyop. All these flat earth people are doing is debating an issue that's been debated since the dawn of time, and we still haven't got a satisfactory answer for. As far as I'm concerned, folks, I'm on the fence. I don't believe the earth is a ball. I don't believe the earth is flat. I don't believe it's hollow. I don't believe it's a hologram. I don't believe anything. I'm still on the fence because I have not so far been presented with anything that would satisfactorily prove anything. Not that it matters, because it doesn't matter what the playing field is. It matters about the condition of the playing field, which is currently one of slavery. But the Flat Earth movement has been very, very beneficial for the government in undermining any response to this system. It has completely divided the alternative community and the truth movement. Has caused a massive amount of infighting. And that is the problem with the flat earthers, is that they are completely intolerant and they are divisionist. I actually saw a post on YouTube the other day where one guy said, flat earth is winning. Flat earth is winning. The globalists are running for cover or some sort of thing. This guy literally believes that he, as a flat earther, is engaged in a battle with the globe earthers, in proving that the earth is flat. This is what this guy's dedicating his time to now. He's not engaged in a battle with the elite. He's not worried about the police state. He's not worried about all the people being slaughtered. He's not engaged in any sort of activity or animosity or battle with the controlling hand. He's battling those members of the alternate media who believe the prison is a different shape than him. That's what the Flat Earth movement has done, folks. It has created a huge wedge, and it has effectively divided the truth community and stultified any response to the control grid. And while this whole flat earth debate has been raging, the wars and the police state have been ramping themselves up unbelievably fast, because everybody is distracted with the infighting. Everybody is fighting amongst themselves over an issue of no consequence that has never been satisfactorily answered by anybody.
And they're actually claiming that they know the truth. And folks, anybody who claims they know the truth is an idiot and is lying to you, because nobody really knows anything, folks. All we can really be an authority on is the vessel that we inhabit. I mean, that's all I'm an authority on, folks. I'm an authority on the vessel that I inhabit. And the consciousness that inhabits that vessel, well, I'm still figuring that part out. But all of these sorts of things have served to divide the truth community. And we should have known they were going to do it, folks. We should have known they were going to play the flat earth card. I mean, there is even a flat earth card in the Illuminati card deck. So it isn't like they didn't have this move planned or anything. We should have seen it coming. And it could have backfired on them had the flat earth community shown a little respect to people. But there are agents in the flat earth community who, as soon as you disagree with them, they will label you as a shill, they will label you as a disinformationist, and they will seek to divide the community. Even people have posted articles about me calling me a shill for the ball earth, because they assume that if I don't believe in the flat earth, then I instantly believe in the ball earth. Not that they know what I believe, because I don't believe in the ball earth. I don't believe anything. I don't believe in belief, folks. So it just goes to show the conclusions that these people are willing to jump to, and the labels they are willing to put on anybody who won't jump down the rabbit hole with them. And of course, anybody who does jump down the rabbit hole ends up locked into a world of division and argument, and their focus is completely drawn away from the control grid, which is what is allowing the control grid to be ramped up and the prison to be constructed so quickly. The flat earth debate, which is raged across the internet and come to prominence so quickly, is truly the masterstroke of the elite, and it has been brilliantly executed and very, very well played. It's also been a huge money spinner for some of the main agents as well, in the selling of books, etc., that are claiming this theory to be fact. Will it continue to divide the truth community, and will it allow the police state to be built? Well, that is one thing that we have yet to see. My hope is that there will be some respect developed from the people, and that people will start some rational dialogue and perhaps end the disinformation and hate campaign they have against anybody who doesn't jump down the rabbit hole, and that they will turn their focus on the control grid and establish the freedom that we need to find out if the earth is flat. That is my hope for these people. But otherwise, they are absolutely doing the government's work for them, and it's a great shame that they cannot see how they are being played. And that's the thing, folks. It isn't the fact that there's anything wrong with flat earth research. What's wrong is the divisionist mentality and the divisionist mindset of those people who are indulging in flat earth research, because what these people are doing is completely closing any dialogue, labeling anybody who won't jump down the rabbit hole with them as an idiot, and effectively doing the government's work for them. So that's the thing, folks. It isn't that the research is invalid. It's the mentality that comes with the research which is invalid, because it is a program that people have been tricked into running by the main agents that have brought this PSYOP to prominence. And it is a PSYOP, folks. Whether it's true or not, it's a PSYOP, because a PSYOP is a psychological operation, and that is exactly what this research is about. It isn't about discovering whether the earth is flat. It's about dividing, shattering, and scattering the alternate media and effectively stultifying any response to the control grid which is being rolled out. That's what this research is for. And that is why it has come to prominence so quickly. That is why it is being promoted by YouTube, and they're even mentioning it on television and all sorts of stuff. People are actually talking about it because they're promoting it. This is why Barack Obama said, "I'll talk to anybody but the flat earthers," because he wanted people to jump down the rabbit hole. This is why the Illuminati playing card says people think they're crazy, but the flat earthers know something, because it inspires people to jump down the rabbit hole, and it inspires division. It's been a brilliantly played PSYOP, but it is most definitely a PSYOP. And if only the flat earth people could engage in rational dialogue with people who are debating the point with them, and actually turn to address the controlling hand that created the mystery to begin with, then they would be able to solve the mystery. But until someone goes out into space, or goes to the South Pole and walks to the other side, anybody who claims they know anything is lying. And that's a simple fact, folks. The only thing people should really be confident of knowing is how much they don't know.
And it's truly a shame to have to waste airtime dealing with a psyop like this, but I think it's necessary, folks, because it has created a huge amount of division, but there is still hope that we can reunite the alternate media to a common focus. And as I said, that focus should be the problem that has created the mystery to begin with. You see, that's the thing, folks. All of these things exist because we have secrets held from us. Now, we don't know what's going on. We have no idea what's going on this planet. I don't really think we do at all. You know, anything is possible. I don't rule out anything, but I don't believe anything either. And if someone tells me that they know something and that anybody who disagrees with them is a shill, then I know that I'm either speaking to a government agent or someone who has been programmed by a government agent. Because nobody knows anything, folks. They really don't. It was a great speech, actually, by Terence McKenna once where he went through this whole thing, how nobody knows what's going on. And it's true. We're still figuring our way through this, folks. But what we need more than anything is unity. And if there is a movement out there which is creating disunity, then you can be guaranteed that this movement is run by government and that the main players have been probably financed by government. Because right now, more than ever, we need unity, folks, because we have a real opportunity to call this whole system out and call these criminals out for what they are. We've got everything we've ever needed to rein this system back under control if we could just establish some unity in this movement. But we can't. We have the flat earthers hating all the globe earthers. We have all the evangelists hating anybody who won't listen to their Bible bashing. We have all the different conspiracy theorists saying my way or the highway, and I'm the one who's got it figured out. And we've got all of these egos getting in the way of a real chance for freedom. And I personally think we should put our egos down and put our animosity away and link up and turn and face this system and call this cacistocracy out for what it is before it manages to lock us down into a hellish nightmare that we are not going to be able to escape from, because that is what they're doing. And if you can't see that and you honestly think that you're free in this mess, if you honestly think that because you've lost a name you're free, then you're an idiot. We need to pay attention to what is happening and we need to fix this problem. So let's put down the division, shall we? And let's actually get a little bit of unity happening, folks, because we really do need it. But look, I think it's break time, so I'll have to leave it there for now and we'll go and have a break. Thank you for joining me on the air today and putting up with my rants. But it is always a pleasure to come and speak to you and I will be back in a few minutes. Thanks for listening. And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, so what a pickle we find ourselves in 2015, and it's just going to get worse, folks. As the Greater Israel Project rolls itself out a little bit more, and Israel decimates the area while establishing its own hegemony in the area, you're going to see much more of the Middle East be destabilized, and you're going to see a massive influx of refugees into Europe. But of course, they will curtail this after the first few terror attacks that they stage. They'll get the first few loads of refugees in. They'll keep them at peace for a little while, and then they'll stage a few terror attacks probably next year. And that will, of course, not only stem the tide of refugees coming from the Middle East, but it will also provide an excuse to escalate the conflict in the Middle East to further establish the Greater Israel Project. That's likely how it will be played. We've just had terror drills here in Australia, in Sydney, though. Staging terror drills this week, actually. The army and the police are staging these domestic counter-terrorism exercises in Sydney. So it is to be expected that the Australian federal government will stage a terror attack in Sydney, very likely next year while the Commonwealth Games are on or something like that, probably while there's some sort of distraction there. I would suggest this is when they are going to open the Queensland Food Bowl, the Darling Downs, up for mining. For China as well, they should have the coal port finished by then up at Abbott Point, and so they'll be able to ship the coal out to China. And of course, when that happens, they already have all the anti-terror legislation in place, they have the VLAD legislation in place, they've already been naming coal seam gas protesters and people who are protesting the mining operations as domestic terrorists, so they will have everything in place to be able to scoop all of these people up and whisk them off to some private jail somewhere. And to also be able to lock this country down. I expect this to happen around about the middle of next year. If things continue to progress at their current rate, I would say that's about when it will happen. It may not be a definite, of course, but that is what things are shaping up to. All the dominoes are in place anyway. And when I say lock the country down, it isn't like I expect them to introduce martial law or anything like that. They will just introduce a very, very heavy police presence, and it will be a militarized police presence, and you will find anyone who protests the actions of government will be labeled as a terrorist. So it will be very, very easy to keep the people in line. And of course, if they digitize currency and bring in the smart grid, then that's it. They've got the entire society by the short and curlies. They've got everybody exactly where they want them. And that is the plan. That's the way it's heading. And it's going that way, again, as I said, because people are, for the most part, distracted. They're not really paying attention to what is going on around them. And they're attempting to put band-aids on symptoms rather than addressing the problem that has created all the symptoms to begin with. Classic misdirection. Ladies and gentlemen, that is one of the biggest problems that we face and always has been. It has been misdirection. And look, all of this may sound like a pretty negative scenario. And hey, it may not happen. It may not happen at that particular time frame, but it will happen. I mean, this is the plan. This is the way it's going. And it will happen if people do not pay attention to it. Of course, we could stop it happening if we can talk about it enough and get the word out to enough people. We can circumvent their plan simply by making it as public as possible and letting people see the way things are unfolding. And folks, when I say all of this, I'm not making a prediction. I'm simply making an observation. I'm simply looking at where the dominoes are going and how the pieces are being set up and seeing what the most likely move on the chessboard will be. So it isn't a prediction, folks. It's merely an observation. And hey, am I right? Well, I don't know. Let's just watch and see how things unfold. But as I said, folks, we could still avert this simply by making people aware of how the dominoes are being set up. Because it's pretty obvious when people look at it. It really is. I mean, all of this is pretty obvious, folks. Even the fact that Israel is running the whole ISIS project. This is really obvious when you look at it, folks. When you look at where all the funding is coming from. You look at all the money that's been channeled out of the United States by the Zionist influences in foreign policy in the United States. Look at how much wealth has been channeled out of that country and where it's been funneled into. It's all been funneled into the Middle East. It's been funneled into Afghanistan. It's been funneled into Syria, into Iraq. And it's all being funneled in there by Zionist influences within the US government. And every single action that ISIS has taken so far has supported the Greater Israel Project. You'll also notice that every single country in the Middle East that is a US ally does not have any ISIS problem. But any country that is defying the United States suddenly has a problem with ISIS, and the Western forces need to go in and bomb the country just to keep the people safe. This is such a setup, folks. It's such a scam, and the media are so complicit in selling this lie to the world, and it's just amazing that people cannot see the forest for the trees when they're looking at this. You know, a lot of people can. I mean, a lot of people in the alternative media can see what's going on, but the people in the mainstream are simply swallowing the tripe that the media is feeding them, and they cannot see the forest for the trees. They simply cannot see the prison that is being built around them, and it's a great shame. And we need to find a way of reaching these people, folks. We need to find a mechanism that is going to work that can reach these people in a language they understand and drop that little spark of wakefulness in them so that they can then start looking around them and begin to discover the truth about this world for themselves. Because we are in a state of clear and present danger, folks. We really are. And the disturbing part about it is that the danger we are facing is coming from the very people that we employ to manage our infrastructure for us in a responsible manner. What these people are doing is they are creating wars, they are creating animosity, they are creating refugees, they are slaughtering people by the millions, and they are locking us down while they are doing it. That's the problem, folks. Our politicians don't serve us anymore. They serve corporate interests, and all they're really intent on doing is building their big department store and keeping us all in check as the chattels that they control. Now, this may seem like it's been a pretty angry sort of a show today, and I suppose in many ways it has, you know, calling for all of our world leaders to be taken to The Hague and tried and hung and all that sort of stuff, but it's been an angry show because,
Well, I guess I'm an angry person, folks. I'm angry at seeing the world in the state that it is. I'm sick and tired of war. I'm sick and tired of seeing my friends around the world suffering. I'm sick and tired of hearing the lies of the media. I'm so disgusted by our megalomaniacal little tyrant in this country wanting to go and bomb Syria so he can try out his new warplanes and jerk off at the same time. The guy's a wanker. I'm so over him. I'm so over this system. I'm so over these people. I'm so over this oligarchy or cacistocracy that runs this planet. I'm so over idiots like David Cameron sitting in Parliament and screaming out their war rhetoric. I just feel like walking in there and sticking my fist down his throat. I honestly do. I'm sick to death of these lying freaking criminals on this planet. I'm sick to death of the mainstream media feeding their crap to the world. And I'm sick of seeing my brothers and sisters dying. And I'm sick of the flat earthers saying we all need to jump down the rabbit hole. My friends in Gaza, I look at these people, I watch them getting sicker by the day, by the week, by the month. And I have people telling me I need to jump down the rabbit hole and discuss whether the world is flat while my friends are dying all around the planet. These freaking idiots. They cannot see the forest for the trees and they cannot see how they're being played. And I'm sick of it, folks. I'm tired of it. I look at the world today and I go, well, we're pretty well screwed. We're pretty well screwed because the human race is so apathetic they will not stand up to the plate. And I get tired of it. I get really tired of it. I come onto these shows and I be positive. I try to present a nice message to people. I try to present information to people that will empower them. And all I get is grief for it. All I get is attacked by flat earthers. All I get is disinformation spread about me by agents, and it's really getting tiring, folks. It's really getting tiring. We're in a state of clear and present danger. We really are. They are locking this system down at a phenomenally fast rate while everyone has their head down rabbit holes. And as far as the flat earth goes, again, folks, you want to heal the world? Fine. Go over to Saudi Arabia. Tell the Saudis that the earth is flat, and I'm sure they're going to stop bombing Yemen straight away. You go and tell Israel the earth is flat, I think they're going to pull that wall down and open that border up straight away, aren't they? They're going to stop bombing Syria. They're going to stop all the wars in Ukraine. And we're all going to have a big flat earth party and hug each other for the rest of our lives. I mean, for God's sake, people, grow a brain and pay attention to what's going on around you. I mean, another 4 or 5 years, you won't even be able to live in Gaza. It'll be too polluted. But the flat earthers don't care. They couldn't give a shit if the people in Gaza are dying. They couldn't give a damn what's happening in Ukraine. All they care about is the shape of the prison. That's all they care about is the shape of the prison. And they actually are so caught up in their own ego that they actually think they know. They actually think they know. They're a bunch of liars, folks. And they are a bunch of liars. There's actually a guy who posted some videos about fake flights, which I take all the time. These are flights that I actually take all the time. I actually offered him to do a live challenge where he could, I'd live stream my flight from each airport so he could check the flight times, and he refused. He refused the live challenge because he knows he's lying. That's the thing with these people, folks. They don't know what they're doing. They're all sociopaths. They don't look around them. They don't care about anything else except the shape of the construct. They don't care about people. They don't care about the state of the world. All they care about is the shape of the world. And the whole movement's been run by government agents. I mean, that's why it's come to prominence so quickly. That's why it's been popularized so quickly. That's why it's been promoted by the mainstream, because the whole thing is run by the government. The whole thing is a bloody psyop. Of course it is. It's so damn obvious. The main people who are promoting it are divisionist agents. All they're doing is calling people they haven't met shills, calling everybody out who disagrees with them as shills. They're out to create division. That is the entire purpose of the flat earth movement. And again, folks, it's not a matter of whether the earth is flat or not. That isn't what they're promoting. What they're promoting is division. Like I said, there's nothing wrong with flat earth research. What's wrong with it is the way it's being conducted and the divisionist nature of the agents who are running the program. And it's their attitude and it's their demeanor and it's the way they promote division that confirms that this is a government psyop. That's what it's been promoted for. That's why it's come to prominence so quickly. And it's been frustrating, folks. It's been frustrating to see the wave break. You know, we had so much momentum building, and now you can almost see the high water mark where the wave broke, thanks to the flat earthers. And thanks to the flat earthers, the response to this government control grid has been split, it's been stultified, and it's been squashed. One thing I've got to say, though, it was brilliantly played. It was a very, very well played card. The timing was impeccable, and the effect has been exactly what I predicted it would be 3 or 4 months ago when this first came to prominence. But anyway, it's not over yet, folks. It's not over till the fat lady sings. And one thing the flat earth community has done, it has
created a lot of unity with the Flat Earth people if they can just break through the programming of the movement and actually unite with the Globe Earth people like it matters. I mean, it's just unbelievable, folks. But if these people can put down their differences and actually turn and face the problem that created the mystery to begin with, we still have a chance to turn things around. But without respect and without people allowing other people to think differently, then we're not going to get anywhere. And it doesn't matter what shape this prison is, folks. What matters is that we establish some freedom within its boundaries. And then we can find out what the boundaries are. Now, we have every opportunity at our fingertips to create freedom. We really do. This is the first time in the human experience where we even may have a chance for freedom. This is the first time. I can't find anywhere in history where we've been free before. I can find attempts at freedom, but there's never been a time in history when the human race has actually been free to express itself to its fullest potential. And we have an opportunity to do that now. If we can just create some unity in this movement. It doesn't matter what you think. It doesn't matter what anybody thinks about the shape of this construct. It doesn't matter what anybody thinks about any of this stuff. What matters is that we establish some freedom. You know, and that's going to happen if we can understand who and what we are and simply step into our power and stand up and call this system out for what it is and call this cacistocracy, these warmongering criminals that are destroying this planet, call these people out for what they are. I mean, I don't know how anybody could look at the stuff David Cameron says when he starts screaming his rhetoric in Parliament. You know, this beady-eyed little psychopath screaming about how he needs to go and kill all these people in other countries. I mean, the guy needs to be taken to The Hague and hung. He's a moron. He's a criminal. He's a psychopath. He's a child killer. He's a warmongering asshole. He's the worst thing that's ever happened to Britain. And he needs to be removed from power immediately and held accountable for his actions. And so does every criminal politician that supports his ridiculous, sociopathic, warmongering attitude. Same as Tony Abbott. I mean, this guy is such an imbecile. He is a warmongering, lying, two-faced little imbecile who supports corporate interest in the environmental rape of his country and the enslavement of its population. He needs to be taken to The Hague and needs to be held accountable for his actions. I mean, simply because of the ethnic cleansing program he's carrying out against the Aboriginal people. And that's what it is, folks. It's ethnic cleansing. He's a heartless little moron. Even when he was talking about the Syrian child on television, he used it as a political football to say, yes, well, this is why we try to stop the boats coming in. Rubbish, Tony. You try to stop the boats coming in because you're a sociopathic little cretin who doesn't give a shit about people. I mean, let's call things for what they are, shall we? All you care about is serving your corporate masters and enslaving this population to debt and selling all its resources off to foreign interests. That's all you care about, Tony. You're a liar. Honestly, folks, this guy's the worst thing that ever happened to Australia. I honestly don't know how anybody who's got more than two brain cells to rub together could possibly have voted for such a moron, such a sociopath, such a liar. It just blows my mind that anybody could have voted for this sociopathic, heartless, anti-human idiot. Bit of anger in there today, folks. Bit of anger, I suppose. But we've got to do something. We've got to get rid of these turd-like organisms that are wandering around the halls of Parliament in this country and in most Western countries. We really do. Replace them with some humans of compassion, some people with some brains, some people with some intelligence, and someone that is actually going to work to improve the human condition rather than destroy the planet and enslave the people to further debt. And just, you know, everything these people are doing, it's ridiculous. We've got to call them out, folks. We've got to stop this system from doing what it's doing. We've got to establish some freedom for the human condition. And we've got to stop these wars in the Middle East. We've got to hold our politicians accountable for the war crimes they are committing. Because they're all committing war crimes, folks. All of our governments are committing war crimes, and they are supporting war crimes. Going and bombing civilians in Syria is a war crime. I don't give a damn how you want to phrase it. It's a war crime. You're killing people. That's a crime. You're causing harm. That's a crime. You're a criminal organization, so you need to be taken and held accountable for your actions. It's as simple as that. And as I've said a million times on these shows, anybody who's supporting Israel anyway, any country who is supporting Israel, any politician who is supporting Israel is supporting war crimes because Israel is in breach of the Fourth Geneva Convention simply because the fact that Gaza Strip exists. Apart from anything else that Israel's done, the fact that it is holding children in collective punishment in Gaza Strip is a war crime.
This is not a debatable point. It's as simple as that. So any politician that is supporting the war crime that is the existence of Gaza Strip is a criminal who needs to have charges put against them, taken to The Hague, and found guilty of supporting war crimes, because that is what they are doing. And bear in mind, folks, the average age of the people in Gaza Strip is 17. There are 1.8 million people in Gaza Strip, and the average age is 17. How do you think they're even going to rebuild that place, folks? They don't have the manpower, they don't have the knowledge, they don't have the education to build it, because Israel keeps blowing up the schools and blowing up the universities and doing all the things they do to these people. Like I said, they went in there the other day, destroyed all their crops. This is just what they do. Israel carries out terror attacks against the people of Gaza Strip daily, and if they ever respond, it calls them terrorists. And our criminals in our government support this atrocity, they support this travesty of justice, they support this human rights abuse, they support this war crime, they support the slaughter of millions of people around the planet, and it just continues because people have their head down a rabbit holes of inconsequence which will never be answered until we establish some freedom on this planet. So let's wake up to ourselves, folks. Let's wake up to ourselves and call this system out for what it is and stop this mess from continuing. Please, let's do it. I don't know, folks. Do we have any worth? Do we have any real worth as a species if we can't rise to this challenge? You know, should we even be allowed to continue to survive if we're not prepared to stand up and take responsibility for ourselves, if we're not prepared to put down our differences with each other and stand up and call things for what they are? You know, how much worth do we have? How much value do we have if we're not prepared to value ourselves and value the lives of our children and value the future that we are allowing to be created? You know, what worth do we have, folks, if we're going to continue to fight amongst each other and let these criminals run this world into the ground? What worth do we have? Now, why can't we put down our differences and stand up and call things for what they are? Then we'll find out what's going on. Then we'll find out what real freedom is. We'll find out how we got here. We'll find out everything we needed to know if we can just establish some freedom. We're not going to establish it by fighting amongst ourselves. We're not going to establish it by making false accusations against each other. We're not going to establish it by claiming that flights that happen all the time are faked. And even the flat earth people, folks, if you really want to prove your flat earth stuff, if you really believe the earth's flat and you really want to prove it, making false claims about fake flights across southern oceans is not helping your cause. I mean, there are hundreds of people who make these flights every week, folks. The people in the northern hemisphere kind of forget that there are actually millions of people that live down in the southern hemisphere. And we look at the stars from down here and we notice things are different to in the northern hemisphere, and we actually make these flights all the time because that's how we leave the country. We have to fly across the southern ocean to leave the country. I mean, what is wrong with these people, and what difference does it make anyway? What difference does it make anyway, folks? There are people around this world that are suffering because we're not paying attention. We're arguing about details of the prison, and the shape of the prison, folks, as far as I'm concerned, it's a detail. And like I said, I'm not a globe earther, I'm not a flat earther, I'm not an any type of earther, I don't think about it. What I care about is freedom. I care about the freedom to find out what type of a construct we live in, because it could be anything. And I haven't found satisfactory proof to convince me either way. Not yet. So I think all these people who are arguing over the shape of the construct should just put their differences aside, because it doesn't matter a damn what the shape of the construct is. And even if, okay, they've lied to us about the shape of the earth, wow! Another lie to throw on the pile of lies. Doesn't mean shit. It's just another lie. Everything's a lie. Everything they've told us is a lie. And once we've established the freedom to find out what's really going on, then I'll believe what's going on. But until that point, I'm not going to buy into anything, and I'm certainly not going to buy into division, because what we need is respect and unity. You know, and when I look at the state of things, folks, when I look at the infighting and the truth community and all this rubbish, all this flat earth bullshit and all the rubbish that's been directed at me, I just think, why bother even going on? Why bother even continuing the radio shows? I mean, I've said so much stuff on these shows over the last 7 or 8 years. I've presented the solution to the world so many times. And really, the solution is unity, it's respect. I mean, I don't know what the actual plan is or what the future is going to look like, but I know that if we do not have respect and unity for each other, and we are not prepared to step into our own personal power, then we can forget it. It's not going to happen. And that's the answer. That's the way out. The way out is for us to put all of our stuff down and respect each other. It's got to start there. And then we will discover what the way out is. We'll discover what the future is. We'll discover what the answers are. And I'll get in trouble for saying that. Oh, he just said he knows the way out. He just said he knows. I mean, all of this stuff that people do, they split hairs. They twist what you say. People always twist what you say. You know, because I've said to people that I don't care what the shape of the earth is, they say to me, oh, my God, you don't care about exposing the biggest lie of all time and you call yourself a truther. Well, folks, I don't know if it's a lie. I don't know yet. Like I said, jury's still out with me. I'll expose it as a lie once I know it's a lie, but I won't be able to find that out until I've established some freedom for the human condition. So it isn't that I don't care about exposing lies because I don't care what the shape of the construct is. This is another false assumption that these people make about all of this stuff. You know, if you say you don't care about it, they say, oh, you don't care about being lied to. But you didn't say that. That's just what they assumed because of their paranoia and their insecurities. That's just the way they do it. And this is all part of the divisionist programming. And we've got to see how this is playing out, folks. We've got to see how this is playing out in just about every aspect of our lives. The divisionist programming, divide and conquer, is the motto. And it is a very, very effective mechanism. It's a very effective methodology. It's been used for years and years. And they're using it on us right now. And people simply can't see the forest for the trees. For my part, folks, I think we're all equal. And I think we all have value. I don't think it really matters what anybody thinks about the shape of the construct. I don't think it really matters what anybody's personal philosophies are. What I care about is freedom. What I care about is establishing freedom for the human condition and giving us an opportunity to bloom and giving us an opportunity to find out how we got here and find out what's really going on. And I care about life. Life is a gift, is a wonderful thing, and I care about my friends that I see dying. I care about my friends that I watch getting sicker. You know, I see my friends in Gaza, and every time I see them on video, they look a little worse. They look a little less healthy. They're starting to develop little coughs and things like this. You know, there's no fresh water in Gaza at the moment. And I don't give a damn what the shape of the construct is, folks. What I give a damn about is getting water to the people in Gaza, rescuing the people in Yemen from the insane onslaught they're receiving at the hands of our governments who are supporting all of this crap. What I care about is the people of Syria who are being bombed into oblivion by the terrorists who run our governments as well. What I care about is stopping all of these wars and establishing some freedom for the human condition. And I cannot turn my focus from these people. I cannot turn my focus. I cannot forsake my friends in Gaza to jump down a rabbit hole of endless debate. I'm sorry, I simply can't do it. I cannot bear to leave the human condition in its current state of disrepair to argue about a topic of complete and utter irrelevance and a topic that will never be answered until we have established freedom. And like I said, folks, those who say they know, they're lying to you. Nobody knows anything. If these people have gone out into space or they've walked across the South Pole, then they know. If they haven't done either of those things, then they're speculating, they're offering you conjecture. The way people have been doing for the last, 2.5 million years, however long the human race has been here, it's certainly longer than 4,500. 10,000 years of recorded history, at least, they've been debating the shape of this construct. And I would say that it goes back a lot further than that. And the jury is still out, folks. The jury is still out simply by the fact that people are still arguing over the shape of the construct. Therefore, to my eyes, it's never been proven either way. And I certainly don't believe science, and I certainly don't believe what I can only perceive with the five senses, because I know there are a lot of other higher senses. So I really don't have access to all the information of even what is around me. I don't have enough access to enough information to be able to determine what this construct is. But when we've established some freedom, I'm sure that will happen. People forget that, folks. They forget that the five sense reality isn't all that there is to reality. There's a whole bunch more stuff that we're not really experiencing because we're so locked down by the state of this construct, by the prison that we're held in, by the food that we eat, by the closing of our pineal. There's so many things that are holding us back. But once we've got a little bit of freedom and those higher senses come online, I'm happy to debate the shape of the construct with anyone who wants to go down that rabbit hole. But until then, I'm going to work at establishing some freedom, and I hope some people will join with me. But that is it for me, folks. We're about at the end of the show. Thank you for putting up with my tirades today. It has been quite an angry show, but I really felt like I had to get some stuff off my chest. Thank you to anybody who's ever helped with the website, thecrowhouse.com. There's a lot of information there for those who would like to go and check it out. Also, please sign up to Full Circle Project. The website is fullcircleproject.net. And I look forward to speaking to you again next week. Please take very good care until then. In La Cache.